When did you talk to Winston this morning?
Just now, 5 minutes ago.
Oh, and what did you say?
Well, you're going to find out from him. I'm going to have, your dad and him is going to have a meeting on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yep.
Oh, he's coming out earlier?
Well, he's coming into town anyway, so I confirmed that will be done. I'll make sure he's going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Tuesday morning?
Pardon?
Tuesday morning? Oh, well, I don't know. Whenever he gets in from town, eh?
Whenever he gets in.
Okay, but I haven't gone over the agreement yet.
You haven't?
No.
Well, send it to me and I'll go over it. How is that?
Well, Mike, Winston told me to go over it with Dad first. You want me to go against my lawyer? They said that Dad and I had to get together, iron out the little details, and because I'm looking after my dad's best interests, in the event we're missing something small, I will catch it along with Dad. What's wrong with, that's the way negotiations are done. Or have you never had a lawyer?
He was so upset yesterday after he talked to you, I am afraid this is going to happen again, and I do not want to have that happen once more.
But why was he upset?
Prevent.
Okay, what was he upset about?
Don't ask me.
Well, okay, the only thing we discussed...
Opinion, but I'm not going to give you no opinion because I didn't listen in all the conversation.
Well, okay, the only conversation was to discuss what time that we would meet, that he would meet at Aunt Madeline's. And what I said is...
Did that take 3/4 of an hour?
Okay, what I told him also is that you, Mike, had arranged the meeting for 9 o'clock, and that you did not notify anybody, and that Winston's bill was probably $1,000 for being on hold, and that was really ignorant.
What?
You know, I said all you had to do was phone and say, oh, it's not happening. That's not a problem. We can arrange it.
You think that I'm going to send your dad $5,000 for all the amount of time and that I drove around and that he goes all over the place with him?
I thought you said you were doing this out of the goodness of your heart, Mike, to help him out.
And you should do the same, because it's your dad, it's not my dad.
I don't get this. Like, I've been doing a lot for my dad, and I haven't charged him a penny.
Good for you.
So you're going to charge...
Very proud of that, Mike.
Yeah, so you're going to charge Dad $5,000 for helping when you said you would help?
Oh. Who said that?
What do you mean, who said what?
That I would charge him $5,000.
Isn't that what you just said?
No.
Oh, what did you say?
I don't charge your dad any time or nothing.
So,
I'm putting my gas in the vehicle, I'm driving around, I take my time, and everything goes with it.
Okay. And I'm just confused, Mike. Maybe I'm like, I must be my...
I was in it in the last 2 days.
What's that?
I put 20 hours in it with him for the last 2 days.
Doing what?
Going to bits and going here and going there and going everywhere with him. Well, he had to be.
Well, Dad could have gone on his own.
No, he couldn't.
Why? Going to Winston, Dad could go on his own. He knows where the office is. It's not right in town.
I am going with him.
Well, yeah, but now you're complaining that you spent 20 hours?
So no, I'm not complaining.
I thought you were.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Marlene, let's hang up because...
No, no, okay. Now, I don't get this, Mike. A week ago, you were so behind Dad to get on the homestead. Like, what changed? Mike?
Give us a better deal.
Well, like what? Is he giving him giving you the homestead? That's the first question I have. What happened to the homestead?
Doesn't even want the homestead right now.
Who doesn't want the homestead?
Your dad.
Well, he did a couple of...
One, there is a place open in Center Stars. Or in Eli, who comes first?
Is that the homestead?
Just a minute. No, that Eli will be his home till he passes on.
Okay, but in the meantime, there's no place to...
In the meantime, if there is... We got him right on the top of the list now.
What list? In Santa Stash? Or no, mean Eli?
Yeah.
Okay, but somebody has to pass away before he gets in, so it may be another couple of years.
No, somebody has to move out, not pass away.
Okay, but...
It's a possibility, and that's up to them to decide, and not up to me or to you.
Okay, but if that doesn't happen, what next?
He is staying in Santa Stash till then.
He hated
that. Here, until he gets that place in Santa Stash. Or Eli, what comes first?
Okay, but you're forgetting something. He moved out of there because he hated it there.
And
it'll be cheaper on gas now with the van. Now, why is he driving the blue van, not the red van? Somebody said they saw him driving the blue van. Why is he not driving the red van? It's cheaper on gas. Why is he driving that big clunker?
That,
why?
That's his choice.
really?
Yep.
Well, that doesn't make sense. He told me he would only drive the red one because it's cheaper. He doesn't make much money. Economically, that doesn't make much sense, does it?
He's get more old age pension, kind of pension than I do.
Oh, you have millions in your bank, Mike, and Dad, you've got nothing in his bank.
And I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
I don't get any supplements.
No, because you had to give away $50,000 last year to avoid paying income tax. So you obviously have, you may not get the supplement for sure, but you got obviously too much income because you said you had to give away $50,000.
Because I looked after myself.
Okay, well, Dad's trying to do that. And I thought you were trying to help him.
He raised 10 kids or 9 kids and I only raised 4. And when they were 18, they were out of the door. What they should be anyways.
Yeah, and if they didn't behave and grew pot, you turned them in, right?
What?
I said, if they grew pot on your property, you turned them in. No, but that's what a father does, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
If that isn't right, then you better get a hold of the Spinney or the headquarters in Winnipeg.
Okay, about what? I was talking about your son. So what are you saying about Pasquini?
I said, if you don't think that's right, that I did that, you get a hold of them.
Oh, about your son, right? Okay, but I don't get it. Why can Dad... Okay,
if, and that's none of your business to start off with.
Well, he's my father. Isn't he?
Over the cup that I took my boy in?
No. I'm not even on that subject.
Something right now?
Yeah, no, I changed the subject, Mike. I'm not there.
Oh, now you got yourself into something. The reason why, and I'm going to tell you straight in your face, if you like it or not, but anybody that's in drugs involved eventually will be dead. And I did not want my son to be killed by nobody. And that's the reason why he's turned in.
Okay, but pot's not that harmful. It's legalized a lot of places. I mean, I don't agree with it. I agree with you, Mike.
It is illegal.
I agree with you, Mike, but what I'm saying is...
Oh, it is illegal?
Yeah.
Do you know that we went one time to Victoria?
Yeah. Last week, Dad was going on the farm. Why is it this week he's got to go back to the cardboard box and save stash?
He doesn't go to the cardboard box and save stash if it's possible.
Oh, so where does he go then?
By being, he will be wrong, and that's nothing wrong with it.
He will be what?
That is his wish.
His wish to go to save stash?
Yep.
Okay, I met with him 3 weekends in a row. His wish was to go home, to his house, where he's been there for 50 years. So how could he change in a matter of days?
Tell him Vince and...
What?
On Tuesday when he has a meeting with him.
Pardon me?
He will tell Vince on Tuesday what he's going to do.
Oh, Winston. I heard
Vince. Vincent.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, okay, but I don't get it.
That's the end of it.
No, I understand. But three weekends in a row, Dad said he wanted his farm. Okay. So now you're saying Dad's all of a sudden changed his mind and doesn't want his farm back, like the homestead?
Yeah, for quite a while already. It's for quite a while already.
Well, last week, weren't you telling Susie that you were ready to help her move? Because we're trying to get people ready to help them move. So, what's happened this week?
I was what?
No, we were getting ready for Dad to move and to get the place ready. Now, I thought you were getting things set up so that he could move and he was ready to move in and get some help to move in. That was last week. This week, you're saying Dad doesn't want to move to his homestead? I don't get the change in a matter of days.
Okay, what you don't get from that's too bad that you don't get it. I understand more than you do, I think, by now.
I think he's my father. Don't you think I understand him more?
You should.
Well, I do. Do you think he would have gone into this if he didn't want to go back to his house? He was here for 3.5 months telling me and showing me all the documentation. The more stuff he pulled out, the more horrors, and I realized Andy's been taking him all these years.
Yeah, and now it becomes to me a big horror, but it's going to be over. Yeah, we got everything cleared away as far as settlement with Andy. Everything is done.
What do you mean everything is done?
Everything as far as I'm concerned is done. It's just a man of piece of papers be signed and gone.
Okay, so Dad ends up going home, right?
He ends up going where he wants to go.
That's home.
You maybe say so, but he doesn't.
Okay, if I will quote you right, Mike, on Sunday night you said, Andy will not get the better of me Monday when I go meet him. I've got Dad in control. Nobody's going to get to him. And I said,
I say that to you. I don't have control over him. He has control over himself.
No, over Andy. You said you will safeguard Dad. Nothing will happen to him. Andy won't get to him. I guarantee you that.
He didn't.
What?
He didn't.
He didn't what?
He didn't get all of it.
Yes, he
not going to argue with you any longer. Have a good day.
No. Okay, Mike, I just don't get the change.
Push me around. You can push anybody. Ask John Stewart.
Why John Stewart?
Because he told you what's what.
Great.
And I'm going to do the same right now. Yes. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean, John Stewart? I haven't talked to him.